Open your Bible, please. I try to bring a thought this evening. I hope you are able to understand this Brazilian accent. And I hope to be a blessing to you in this evening. So if you can, please stand up. Let's read only two verses. Only two verses. Exodus chapter 34, verses 28 and verse 29. Book of Exodus chapter 34, verse 28 and 29. Just two verses. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Let's pray, Lord. Heavenly Father, I need you. I need your grace, I need your favor as I preach your word. Lord, give me the right words. Give me a clear mind. I ask, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to help me. Please, glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. This passage is very interesting passage. Moses, our brother, is one of my favorite prophets in the Bible. And why? The intimacy, his fellowship with the Lord, really caught my attention. Moses was one of the prophets that I really see that he was very close to the Lord. We will not go all the details, but there is a passage of the scripture that tells that Moses was, God rebuked his sister, telling them, his sister and his brother, telling them that, who are you to talk against my servant Moses, who I speak face to face.
That's
right. Come on. Isn't that amazing, brethren? When I get in heaven, one, of course, I want to see Jesus. I want to see our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But my desire also is to talk about our brother Moses. We are going to talk about the two mountains. The mountain Sinai, the mountain where Moses was. They named this mountain, Mount Sinai, or Mount Horeb, Mount of God. Some of people call the Mount Sinai as Mount of God. The mountain where Moses was meeting God. Very interesting passage. We're not going to all the details. But if you read this passage of scripture, we see always Moses going to that Mount Sinai to speak with God. He was there to talk with God. By the way, there is a passage of scripture that really caught my attention. Moses was so close to God. He was so intimate with God. When he was so thirst, hungry for God, he made one of the earnest prayer requests that I really read in the Bible. Lord, I beseech you, show me thy glory. Amen. That was one of the earnest prayer requests that I saw in the Bible. It's for another message, of course, but we saw here that Moses, he asked God to show his glory. God showed him his glory to Moses, another part of his glory, his goodness, his mercy. He showed Moses. But this passage of scripture, we see here God showing God's glory to the children of Israel. We are not going to go all the details, but we see here in this passage of scripture that God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to take heed about something that was about to happen. His presence, His glory, would ascending upon the mountain Sinai. And God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to not come very close to the mountain Sinai, because His glory would ascending upon the mountain Sinai. So can we imagine? God told Moses, Moses, tell the children of Israel to not come too very close to the mountain Sinai, because My presence, My glory will ascending upon the mountain Sinai. Tell the children of Israel to not go to their wives, to not come very close to the mountain Sinai. If you read the passage of scripture, I'll try to illustrate this passage. God told Moses, Moses, tell the children of Israel to put a sign. God told Moses, mark a sign around the mountain Sinai. Put a sign. And tell the people to take heed. Tell the people to take very careful heed and lesson on this warning. Tell them to not come very close to the mountain Sinai, or even to not touch the mountain Sinai, because My presence will come down from the mount, from heaven upon the mountain Sinai. That was the instruction that God gave Moses to give to the people of Israel. And the people took that lesson. The people took that instruction. They were very afraid. And they took the heed. They were away. They did not go to their wives. They washed their clothes. They took a bath. And that day came. And then the presence of God came down upon the mountain Sinai. Can you imagine it? The people of Israel, the children of Israel, they were away of the mountain Sinai. They were afraid to come very close to the mountain Sinai. And God told, no animal, no dog, no lamb can come very close to the mountain Sinai, because My presence, My holy presence, will be upon the mountain Sinai. The people were afraid. They were away of the mountain Sinai. But we see something here very interesting. What is happening? Verse 28. And He was there with the Lord. Who? Moses. Moses was upon the mountain Sinai with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible is telling here that he did eat bread and he did not drink water. What about that, brethren? The people of Israel, they were afraid to come to the mountain Sinai, but here we see Moses with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did not drink water, and he did not eat bread. Can you imagine this situation now? 40 days and 40 nights, no water, and no food. Can you survive without food? 40 days? Can you survive without water 40 days? No. Many of us, maybe we will not survive without food for a few hours, is not. Many of us will not survive without food. I don't know how many days we can be without food. But without water, maybe one day. We don't know. We see here Moses in the mountain Sinai, without water and without bread, 40 days, the mountain Sinai. Maybe the people of Israel, afraid of the smoking, the shaking of the mountain Sinai, and the lights, and the sounds was taking place. The mountain Sinai was shaking so badly. Probably the people of Israel, the children of Israel, thought Moses is dead. 40 days and 40 nights, and he did not come down yet. Maybe the people of Israel were thinking, Moses is dead. They were so shocked just to watch what was taking place upon the mountain Sinai that they thought, Moses is already dead. He will not survive without water and without bread 40 days and 40 nights. So we see here, brethren, that Moses was there with the Lord, and why he did not pass away. Well, he will not pass away. He will not die because he did not drink water, he did not eat bread. He will not die because he was in the presence of the Almighty God. He did not need anything. He has everything. Is that right? Why he needs water if he was in the presence of the Creator? Why he needs bread if he was in the presence who satisfies everything in the human soul? He did not need anything. He was in the presence of the Almighty God. He did not need anything. The Lord is my shepherd, and I should not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I should not want. Moses did not die because he was in the presence of the life. That's because he did not die. It's not wonderful, brethren. It's not wonderful to see that. We see a lot of people hungry, thirsty, and they try to go into the drugs. They try to go to the alcoholic. They try to go to this world to satisfy their soul, and they don't know that the only one that can satisfy their soul is God, is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. I remember when I was in a prison there in Brazil, probably 5,000 inmates. It was a big prison in the state, in the city of São Paulo. I remember talking, I went to talk to one inmate, and that inmate, he came to me and he said, "Hey preacher, I'm tired to talk to preachers. I have been going to several churches. I tried this church, I tried that church. My life is about the same." And I told him, "Let me tell you something. Have you been on Mountain Calvary? Have you been on Mountain Calvary before? Let me tell you something. I guarantee you, if you go to the Mountain Calvary, there is a man that went there to die for you, and he is the one that will satisfy your soul." "But what about, preacher? I never heard that. Tell me about that." I opened my Bible, and I showed about Jesus Christ, the one that died for his sin. And he got Jesus Christ in his heart, in his soul, and his soul looked like a burden took out from my soul. Looked like I have peace that I never had in my life. And that guy, he got Jesus Christ into his heart, and he was just feeling forgiveness because he went to the Mountain Calvary. Amen. I'm going to the message real quickly. But let me tell you something. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy our soul. He's the only one. I remember when I was not saved, I could not have one single night with peace. Grew up in a home, afraid to die anytime. Did not have peace. But I remember when I heard about Jesus Christ on Calvary, when I believed in Jesus Christ, that the one that died for me looked like heaven came down to my heart and filled my soul. Since that day, I sleep like an angel, like a rock, because I have peace in my heart. So Moses was that mountain, in the presence of God 40 days and 40 nights, and he was not. He was not cold. He was not thirst. He was not hungry. He was not missing his family. He was fine because he was in the presence of God. So, brethren, what did happen to me and you? We are better off than Moses. We are better off than Moses. I will make this message very shortly. But we are better off than Moses. I believe Moses looked from heaven to us here and he said, you all are better off than me. Why? Children of Israel thought Moses passed away, died. And here comes Moses from the mountain Sinai. Hey, I am alive. And his face is shiny. His face is shiny. Because he was in the presence of God. His face is shiny. The glory of God was upon his face. Now, look up in your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 10. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not stand flesh, look to the end of that which is abolished. Verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Why? We talked about Mount Sinai. Let's talk now about the Mount Calvary. You and I, we have not been on Mount Sinai. We have been at Mount Calvary, a mountain called Calvary. Amen. So, brethren, when Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, and for your sins, we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And when we believe Jesus Christ as our own Savior, the glory of God came down. Amen. To our soul and our body. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when Jesus Christ was on the Calvary, at that exactly time, 3 o'clock. P.M. at the same time when the high priest was there in the temple to offer the lamb, the animal, the lamb, the blood, at that same time when Jesus was on the cross, when he cried out, it's finished. Amen. The veil was ripped. And he was just ready to put the blood there for the presence of God to come down. But the Lamb, the real Lamb of God, was upon that cross. When he said, it's finished. Because we put our faith in Jesus Christ, the glory of God will not come down upon the mountain Sinai anymore. The glory of God will not come down upon the temple anymore. But whosoever believes in Jesus Christ, the glory of God will come in the body of that person. And we have his glory inside of us now. And that's the verse is telling. Moses' face was shining for a period of time. But now, the glory of God is inside of us, shining forever, brother. Forever. So the glory of God inside of you must be shining. Everywhere you go. Everywhere we go, the glory of God must be shining. Your work, The glory of God must be shining because you have been upon the mountain Calvary. You have not been on mountain Sinai like Moses. The glory of God will not disappear for a period of time, but the glory of God is inside of you forever. Must be shining everywhere you go. Everywhere we go. Must be shining your home. Must be shining your house. Must be shining your school. Must be shining everywhere you go. I had to make this message very short. I don't have the vocabulary to go deep like in Portuguese, but I hope you understood what I'm trying to preach this evening. Years ago, I was in a revival team with several inmates and several missionaries. I'm finishing. I have about 2 minutes, I believe. I remember like it was today. I went to talk to several inmates in the dorms. That was in Alabama campaign. Talking to an inmate, he was very violent. I went there to talk to him. I tried to shake his hands. He was very meaning and very wicked. He said, "Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone." And I just thought, you know, I better get out from here or he will spank me here. I get out from there. I was just going on my way. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, "Go back." And I said, "Lord, go back. That man, he wants to beat me. He wants to spank me. Go back." And I went back. And I told him, "Let me tell you something. You don't have peace. You don't have peace. You have bitterness in your heart." And he was like that. I said, "Look at my eyes. I want you to look at my eyes." He looked at my eyes. I looked at his eyes. I saw darkness. Darkness. Bitterness. And I told him, your heart is full of bitterness. You take pills maybe to sleep. You don't know what it is peace. But the love of God for your soul is bigger than your bitterness. Amen. Jesus loves you. Can I pray for you?" He said, "Yes." I prayed for him. That man, he was like that. And I said, "The service will be 7 o'clock p.m. I'm waiting for you there." And left. I left. I remember in that chapel, I was there. I sat the first pew here. Several inmates was coming, and I sat like that. And then I was just looking around. Several inmates coming. I looked there at the back, and I saw him. He was coming to the surface, and I said, "Did that?" And I did that. And he was there. Sit there. The preacher came, preached the word of God. And that man, after the message was over, that man came down to the altar. He was there crying and weeping. I came, hugged his neck, prayed with him, and he got Jesus Christ into his heart. Amen. He got Jesus Christ into his heart. But you know what? Why the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart? Tell him to look at your eyes. When I look at his eyes, I saw darkness. But when he looked at my eyes, guess what he saw? He did not saw darkness. He saw the glory. But not because of me.
That's right.
Not because of me.
That's right.
He saw the glory of God. He saw the presence of God. He saw light. He saw light. He saw light. Because I was not on mountain Sinai. I was on mountain called Calvary.
Amen.
And same of you.
Amen.
You are better off than Moses. Shine every place you go.
Amen.
Shine.
Amen.
Shine. Don't look down. Don't look like you have light in your eyes. Don't let any bitterness Don't let anything, any secret sin to quench the Holy Spirit. The presence of God is inside of you. Don't let. Don't think. I like it when, I believe it was Brother Ron Garris, he would say this, you don't sin alone. You don't sin alone. But why? Because the Holy Spirit is inside of you.
Right.
The presence of God is inside of you. The glory of God is inside of you. So the light of God must be shining through you. And that light, you know what? That man that I gave you testimony right now, before that inmate, you know, he made this statement to me one day. He told me, John, you know what? Every time I was trying to avoid to talk to you when you were in prison, you know why? I don't know why. But look like when you were in prison, I was in darkness. But every time you were there, look like you were a light and something was drawing me to talk to you and I was refusing. I was refusing. But let me tell you something. Nothing special in us. We are not special. We are saved by grace. We put our trust in Jesus Christ and His love, His mercy, His goodness, His grace is just flowing through us. And we must allow that. We cannot allow anything in your heart to hinder it. The glory of God. We are, brethren, the Bible of this world. The Bible is telling us we are the letter of Christ to this world. Sometimes we don't have to preach, but the way that we act, the people will see that is a man of God, that is a woman of God, that is a young of God, because we have His presence through us and shining through us. Understand? Because we are better off than Moses. Was away 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But let me tell you something. I got saved when I was 17 years old. I'm 46 now. 45 now. Oh, 45, let me correct. I'll be 46 in July. Look like I got saved yesterday, Pastor. It's still good. It's wonderful. Look, I was reading my Bible this morning. The Lord just spoke to me. Look, it was fresh. But Lord, I read this passage before, but I never saw that.
Amen.
So it's wonderful. That's because Moses was in a situation, we are better off. It's fresh every day. The light of the just is better. It shine, we shine every day. More and more, more and more, more and more.
Close to that perfect day. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's not wonderful to be saved, brother. So, I can't imagine. I'm 45. If the Lord does not come back, it will be much better when I get 80 years old, 85. I don't know. Can you imagine it when we get in glory? How will it be? Can you imagine it? No language better. We'll be all worshiping the Lamb of God together. Brazilians, Americans, Africans, Japanese, all together worshiping the Lord of Jesus Christ. And that day is coming. That day is coming. Thank you, Pastor. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for your mercy upon our lives, Lord. I ask you, Lord, please shine upon us. Shine upon us, Lord. We don't want anything, Lord, to hinder the glory that you put inside of us. We want to shine to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.